Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we're going to be talking on our sports break today about the date of July 28th and all the great sporting events that happened on this date in history. We're going to start off by giving you our jersey numbers we'll be talking about this day. And the numbers are 1, 3, 9, 11, 13 and 46, and maybe a couple more to throw in there for good measure. We're going to start off on the date of July 28, 1940. The New York Yankees number 9, Charlie Keller, hit 3 home runs to beat the Chicago White Sox by the score of 10-9 with his brilliant hitting that day. Now, July 28, 1957, the Chicago White Sox, James Landis, who wore number 1, struck out 5 times in a single game. Not a very good day for Mr. Landis on that day. In July 28, 1976, Chicago White Sox John Odom, number 13, combined his 5 innings on the mound with those of teammate Francisco Barrios, who wore number 46 that day, and his 4 innings and no-hit ball to shut out and no-hit the Oakland Athletics lineup on that day. So 2 pitchers, 9 innings, no hitting for the Oakland A's. July 28, 1979, Dave Kingman, number 10 of the Chicago Cubs, became the 6th player in Major League Baseball history to have a second 3 home run game. So, you know, multiple times having a 3 home run game for Mr. Dave Kingman. July 28, 1985, Lou Brock, number 24, Enos Slaughter, number 9, Archie Vaughn, number 21, and Hoyt Wilhelm, who wore number 31 during his career, were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I tried to pick some of the numbers that they wore most often or were most well known in. Some of those players had wore multiple numbers on multiple teams, but we just tried to narrow it down to their most popular one. July 28, 1989, Atlanta Braves Dale Murphy, number 3 on his jersey, hit 2 three-run home runs in a single inning. 14th man in history to hit 2 home runs in a single inning. Now, he also ties a record of 6 RBIs in that one inning as well. So a lot of Major League Baseball records were tied by Dale Murphy back there in 89. On that same day, July 28, 1989, St. Louis Cardinals speedster Vince Coleman, who wore number 29, was finally caught stealing as his record streak at 50 attempts without being put out on an attempted steal finally ended. Somebody finally got him, though. But Vince Coleman, wow, he could really run the bases. July 28, 1991, Dennis Martinez, number 32 of the Montreal Expos, pitched the 13th perfect game in baseball history. I mean, think of that. That's over 100 years, and only 13 of them happened up till 1991. July 28, 1993, Seattle Mariner number 24, Ken Griffey Jr., became the 3rd player in Major League Baseball history to hit home runs in 8 straight ball games that he played in. In July 28, 1994, Texas Rangers pitcher Kenny Rogers, not the singer, the pitcher, number 37 of the Rangers, threw the only perfect game in franchise history against the California Angels. So now there's at least 14 in 1994. July 28, 1996, New York Yankee Darryl Strawberry. You don't think of him as a Yankee, you think of him as a Met. But he did wear number 39 with the Yankees in 96, hit his 300th career home run. Pretty amazing stat for everything that Darryl Strawberry went through. July 28, 1997, former New York Rangers center Mark Messier, number 11, signed with the Vancouver franchise for $20 million for 3 years on his contract. So hard to watch Messier and think of him as a skater for Vancouver when he was a New York Ranger for so many years and was the leader of that squad for sure. So that is our sports break for today. We hope you enjoyed this little bit of history. Hope you'll enjoy more by tuning in to jerseydispatch.com website, Pigskin Dispatch, and the sportshistorynetwork.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.